Hi, my name's Arun Kandanani. I work at the Institute of Race Relations. It's an organisation that's been around for about 30 years and came out of the sort of black movement, really, that's been around in this country for a long time. We publish a journal called Race and Class that comes out four times a year, and we do a lot of research and campaigning work, particularly at the moment on detentions of asylum seekers and foreign nationals, issues to do with policing and stop and search, a lot of issues to do with asylum and immigration. What I'm going to talk about just briefly at the moment is how we're using the internet, really, to make a contribution to those issues. At the moment, obviously, there's been a war on asylum seekers in this country for a good few years, and that war obviously takes the form of a kind of political consensus between both parties, but also a war of ideas in the media, so that almost every week you can read a story in newspapers blaming asylum seekers for pretty much anything that's going wrong in this country, whether it's TB or falling house prices or bad schools or anything. And what we're really looking at is how do we create a situation where the people that all these newspaper articles are talking about, which is refugees and migrants themselves, actually get a voice in that, so that they can actually be a part of a movement to transform that. And the project that we've been working on really over the last few years is one in which we're trying to do that partly through using the internet, and we publish a kind of news service on the web and through email lists that is really about trying to provide a space for the actual campaigning work that is taking place all the time in refugee communities in Britain, but is never actually being represented. So those kind of campaigns may be things like hunger strikes in detention centres, or it may be opposition to deportation campaigns, or it might be all kinds of campaigns to do with homelessness and destitution. And really, what we've worked out is that the only way that process can happen is if you are willing to actually go and work quite intensively with those communities in order to provide them with that opportunity. It's not enough to do your work simply around making technology accessible and technology open. It's about actually building up a real relationship with those people who are doing those kind of campaigns. From the point of view of communication, there the real way that you need to communicate is by speaking directly to people and going around the country literally and talking to all those people face to face. Beyond that, we also do things like providing training to people who are campaigners in training in sort of basic journalism skills, in dealing with the media, so that they can actually get their voice out there more effectively. And we've developed a number of strategies where we've managed to get these kind of stories not just on our website, but also push them out into the mainstream media. For example, very successful campaign that we were involved with to stop the proposal to begin deportations of failed asylum seekers from Iraq back to Iraq, where we managed to quite successfully turn that around, at least for the time being. So, and ultimately, what it's about is trying to use these different strategies to really tell a different story about who the people are who are coming to Britain today as asylum seekers, the fact that they're not scroungers and criminals, but actually refugees from globalisation.